Hi, so today I have a very, very important person in my life, and this is my mom. So I really want to ask you, Mother, because you went to school to be a dietitian, right? You came from another country, from Guyana, which is like very unheard of in America. But I want to ask you, how did you learn to adapt to everything? Like, how did you learn, like, you know, you came to a new place and you struggled a lot, so like, please tell us. How you did that? How did you, you know, you went to school, how did you do that?
It was very hard to adapt because coming from a different culture, a different language, different family background, but very persistent, and I put 200% when I want to learn something, and I just, English is my second language, and I wanted to learn it because it would make its benefit for me. So, but I started from the bottom. I was in ESL because I had to learn English, but I just put a lot of hard work and time and attention to it, and now I know a whole bunch of other languages.
Okay, so speaking on that, you said English is your second language. But you know how to speak, we know you know how to speak Spanish very well. How did you have to do that? Because, like, I mean, English is your second language, Dutch was your first language, right? Uh-huh. And then, now you know Spanish, fluent in Spanish. How?
I lived in Mexico City for 6 months, and I wanted to learn Spanish. So what I would do is I would, the family that I was staying with, I would have them make a list for things that they needed, and I would go to the grocery store, I would take the metro, I would listen to Spanish music, watch novellas, which is like a Spanish, which is like an English soap opera. I put the caption on, so I was able to see the pronunciation, how it sounds, and the way certain words are written. And everything was Spanish in my home because I wanted to learn it correctly.
So why did you want to learn Spanish? What drove you to learn Spanish?
What's driving me to learn Spanish is not just Spanish. I love different cultures and different languages, and I feel like language sometimes is a barrier, and the more you know, the better you're able to communicate and be of assistance to others.
Okay, so, I mean, I am so proud of everything you do. You're such a great inspiration to us. So, you went to school to be a dietitian, is that correct? So what inspired you to do that? Like, why do you want to do that?
The reason why I want to do that, which I'm still not finished, going on a career to be a certified dietitian. The reason why I want to do that is that I want to work with children. I feel like if you can instill certain eating habits and healthy behavior in children, it's easier as they grow as adults.
Okay. So, I mean, you learned Spanish, you came from a different country, you went to school. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to deal with. How can you tell people who are going through that right now? You know, coming from another country, or, you know, just going to school and trying to make ends meet. What would you tell them to do? What advice would you give them?
It's very hard, but you have to be persistent and not procrastinate. There is meaning to everything, and everything has its time. But it's what you want to do. You have to want to do it. Nobody can do it for you. I'm very persistent, and I put forth 200% instead of 100% because I feel like I am my own teacher. I have to teach myself. I have to do the research. I have to learn. So that's why I feel like we have to put forth more instead of expecting to be taught. We have to want to learn.
Okay, so I really love this information that you gave me. It really showed this. And you know, there's students in our class that actually don't speak any English. Like, I think there's two students in my class that speak no English. But you know, it's hard because they don't know any English. What, you know, when you came to this country not knowing any English, I mean, you had to learn it, right? Like, you had to learn it. Like, it was a necessity.
Yes, I had to learn it. And like I said, it is a barrier and a form of communication. So if you don't understand or you're not on the same page, then you cannot move forward. So you have to want to learn. If you don't want to learn, then you're not gonna get anywhere. And by doing that, you have to do your own research. I listen to music. That's one of the ways that I did it. I listen to music with lyrics because I can hear the sounds and then I can see the way it's written. Spanish, I did the same thing. I can read and write Spanish fluently. But it took 6 months for me. It's not the same pace for everyone, but you have to. And I only spoke Spanish because that's what I wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to thank you so much for this great information that you gave me and gave. You're probably going to give other students, but this is really good information that we gave here today. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you guys listen to my future podcasts that are coming in the future. So peace out.